Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Danny Meringue.
I found two empty bottles of a particularly decent Chateau Noir Bordeaux 57 in your rubbish.
Dusty Hera.
You went through my garbage?
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
I find it particularly offensive that you use them to wash down an order from something called Macho Taco.
And Portland's sports leader, 1080.
I would never drink a Bordeaux with a Macho Taco.
The Fan.
It was a burrito machissimo.
Hour 3 here on Danny and Dusty on a Thursday afternoon. Whether you're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080 AM The Fan or Twitch.tv/1080 AM The Fan. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful, wonderful Thursday in beautiful Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, buddy.
It's actually quite nice outside.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little colder than usual, it has been.
I have fully embraced my fall outfits.
Oh, get out of town. Yeah,
shorts, hoodie, Crocs.
You animal.
So full, every day.
Full commute. No, that's not true.
You
I had
animal.
Pants. I guess minus the hoodie.
I say, yesterday I had a regular shirt on and pants and real shoes and socks.
All right.
I don't like socks.
Okay.
I don't like them.
Okay.
They make my feet feel weird. I don't like them. My feet get all sweaty. I don't know, man. My wife sleeps with socks on and it's like the most.
Oh, that's awful.
I'm like, how?
Oh, no, that's awful.
How?
I cannot sleep in socks.
That's criminal behavior.
That's what I said.
I don't deal with psychos.
She does that, and then every now and then she'll
Well, but Danny does.
It's true. she'll also put the heating pad on her feet. And I'm just like, have you ever, like, got this checked?
What happens in your guys' house?
Right?
But don't ask.
No.
Don't answer that question. Don't.
As your lawyer, I am advising you to not answer that question.
You've already suggested the purge today. Just stop.
It really sounds like you did, in fact, find your soulmate.
It's perfect. Shout out my wife. But it is, it's 2 o'clock-ish. We're right on time, as always.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to make our...
Oh, it's 2:11.
Oh.
Look at that. This is going to be a quick segment, isn't it?
Yikes.
No, it's going to be a long one. We're going to be really late on the next one.
We got to rip through these.
Yeah, let's go.
We got bills to pay.
It's all right. Let's fire up that music. We got to make our picks here for the illustrious week number 6.
Yeah. Yes.
6? Yeah, week 6. 6, 7. 6?
6.
6. 6. I'm good at this, I swear. Yeah, week 6. There we go. Dusty, you went 3-1 last week.
Yeah.
I went 3-1 last week. Jeff Ross, what'd you do last week?
I went 2-2.
Hey, that's not bad.
Yeah.
50%.
Yeah.
You're all right.
And with the single tie that you have, you're right there with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, 11-6-1.
So, you just...
One up in the loss column, bud.
Yeah, I kissed my sister twice.
Wow. Not once, but twice.
It's ties, dude.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Yikes.
That's where this drop came from.
Mm.
Yep.
This segment.
Yep.
Right here.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough. Well, I'll go first. I'm gonna do something weird here and continue riding the Chicago Bears. I can't believe I'm doing this, but give me Bears -2 against the Jags.
All right.
This is the game that's going to get Doug Peterson fired.
You got it -2. I got it at 1.5.
Oh, hell, give me 1.5. I'll take 1.5.
Now, DraftKings. We go on DraftKings.
That's
Stop.
What I did.
No. I put my numbers in yesterday. So
yeah, okay. I did it this morning.
Yeah, it is 1.5
okay.
now.
Yeah.
It is 1.5.
I'll double check mine. So.
Yep. Nope. You're good.
Okay,
you're good.
So
you're good.
I will go 1.5 then. Even better.
All right. My first game, Lions. 3-point favorites at the Cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Yeah, give me the Lions. Give me the Lions to cover 3 points against Dallas right now.
I feel like there have been some really dumb lines the last few weeks. It's just like, really?
This is what we're doing here?
Yeah.
But there's also some tricky ones, man. There's some...
Oh, there. Yeah, scanning through these today, I almost had a hard time finding enough games to pick because I was like, I don't like these.
This was actually one of my quickest weeks I think I've had making picks.
Yeah.
Danny, I'm going to go right up against you, and I'm taking Jacksonville plus 1.5. It's the London game, which is their second home, basically.
It's true.
And so maybe that whole, across the pond thing will screw with Caleb Williams a little bit. So, yeah, give me Jacksonville plus 1.5.
All right. I'm going to take another insane bet that if you told me coming into this season, but I'm going to take the Commanders plus 7 road dogs at the Raven. Give me a tutty. I think the Ravens are probably going to win this, but I have not seen anything from that Ravens defense that leads me to believe that they're going to slow this Commanders team down.
Boy.
I know how crazy that sounds, but they just keep scoring.
Yeah. 7, such a big number. The big road dogs have come up huge. And I just want to stay away from 7. 7 in that game seems a little bit tricky, especially when you have a Baltimore team. We know how well coached they are. Mm-hmm. And taking away the strength and the comfortability of a quarterback,
it's what they've historically done. They just haven't done it this year.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm leaning. That's why I'm going to give the Commanders the
roll. I'm going to go road dog here, too. But I'm going Colts plus 3 at the Titans. Titans are favored?
Yeah. You put this at Colts at Colts.
Yeah.
And I was very confused.
Colts at
Titans. Are the Colts
Titans.
Still rolling out? Joe Flacco.
Yes.
Yeah, they do not have Richardson. They do not have Pittman.
Don't care. Have you seen the Tennessee Titans?
You know, we give the Carolina Panthers crap, and rightfully so. They're awful. The Titans are really not that far behind. They're just less craptacular. Like
they lose close games.
Yeah, they're feisty.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe Will Levis is basically just an NFL surrender cobra.
I think Will Levis not playing.
Oh,
it's a Mason Rudolph show.
Oh, even
Which,
better.
Even better.
Yeah. I am worried, though. Jonathan Taylor has a bum ankle. You have Pittman, who is dinged up. I mean, I don't feel comfortable or confident in it. But at the same time, give me Joe Flacco. Comeback player of the year.
There you go. Love to see it.
That is just a big old bee in your bonnet, isn't it?
I hate it. Damar Hamlin died. Came back to life. Played in the NFL. And Joe Flacco.
It's a year later.
Flacco threw more picks than touchdowns, and we're like, yeah, that guy. That's the comeback player of the year.
This is the hill Dusty is dying on.
Golly.
I'm going to go with an AFC West matchup. It seems like outside of the London game, I'm picking all road favorites this week, it looks like.
Oh.
The Chargers, minus 2.5 at the Broncos.
Mm.
I don't know why. Just Jim Harbaugh, I guess. And, you know, Bo Nix and Sean Payton, they just keep saying I love you back to each other.
Sure.
So, yeah, give me the Chargers minus 2.5.
I am also going to take that game, but I'm going to take the over. Ooh. And I know this sounds insane, but wait until you hear the number. It is 35.5.
Yeah.
Boy, you telling me that you can't get 22-14? I'm saying 22 because that's all you would need to get to, but 23-14 sounds attainable.
I
think that's doable, even with how horrendous both of these offenses are.
I will point you to...
I know.
I'll point you to 3 of the Broncos' results this season, 13-6, 26-7, and 10-9.
Okay. The last 2 games for the Chargers, they have combined for 20 points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know. Just saying. This is like when you get two negatives.
The last 2 games for the Broncos, both wins, they've scored 44.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. So what did you say the over is again? The over-under?
35.5.
Not one Chargers game this season has hit that.
Just saying.
Yeah.
It's going to get dumb. And what happens when it gets dumb is it breaks the mold.
I got the Chargers minus 2.5. In the Duck Bowl. I'm with Rust. I'm riding with Rust on this one.
The rematch of Oregon.
We'll take
Auburn.
The more experienced Oregon quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got.
The interesting thing about that is Bo threw the ball more than Herbert did.
What?
I said Bo threw more attempts than Justin at Oregon, didn't he? I read that.
I don't know. Probably. Well, their offense was confusing when Justin Herbert was the quarterback.
Yes.
Except for that one bowl game. Let him run.
Yeah. I'm going to go Chargers -2.5, and it has nothing to do with Bo Nix and Sean Payton arguing on the sideline. I actually think that's really good for those two guys to argue on the sideline like that, because it showed Bo Nix isn't going to back down when he thinks he is right, nor is his head coach, Sean Payton. That's not a bad thing. You want that out of your young quarterback. I will take the Chargers in this one, though, because of the fact that Denver's on a 3-game win streak right now. They're in with the way they are winning games, it isn't like they're sitting there and they scored 34 points last week against your Raiders. Who was missing for the Raiders last week? Max Crosby, everyone. Devontae Adams.
Yeah, Bowers was the only one who was able really to go.
Gardner Minshew ate a booger on the sideline.
Christian Wilkins is on IR now.
Gardner's been benched now.
Yeah, dang.
It'd be funny if they benched him, not because he was poor play, but because he got caught eating the booger.
Yeah, that was it should be. That was one part.
Again,
Denver is improving. That's right. That is one part. Denver is progressing. But I think that was more of an indictment on where the Raiders are at right now, especially if after Antonio Pierce did the, you know, we got guys making business decisions, then they lay an egg like that. That's no bueno for the Raiders. Good. But the Chargers, they desperately need this game coming off two losses in a row. I got the dog in a corner. Don't want that one. Give me the Chargers -2.5.
There.
So another road favorite in Carolina.
They're doo-doo.
Yeah. I don't. It's the Falcons -6. Look, Kirkers, whatever. It's not a primetime game. Yeah, Falcons -6.
Look, Kirk's been incredible. Outside of week one, his performances have been insane.
Crosby played last game?
Yes.
No, he was out.
No, last week he came back. They gave him the T-shot.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But high ankle sprain, he's week to week.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. Yeah, your pass rusher having a high ankle sprain, not good. Not great, Bob. But yeah, they're missing their starting corner, then Christian Wilkins, and then obviously Devontae, and one other starter. I think it was six total starters.
What'd they do with Jack Jones last week?
That was it. Yeah.
Talk about business decisions.
Yikes, dog.
That guy quit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's your last game?
That's it. It is, in fact, the Raiders game. I'm going to take the Steelers -3 at the Raiders. Steelers are going to win this game. The Raiders are as dysfunctional as they could be, and they're starting a new quarterback, and they're still dinged up. In the Steelers, they're not going to go and run away with it. They're just going to do what they do and win. It doesn't matter who they put out there, whether it's Fields or Wilson. It's just they'll do the Steelers thing, and it'll be a low-scoring game, and they'll walk out of there with a win, and they'll probably win by 3 or 4. That's the nature of that beast.
Oof. You're down on your Raiders.
But I want them to lose every game.
It's okay. I have the Texans at Patriots. I'm taking the over 38. Because I think the Texans might score 38.
Yeah, I like that.
Drake May throws a pick six. Drake May can't move the ball down the field. Mm. It'll be a short field for CJ Stroud and company. Yeah, give me the Texans Patriots hitting over 38. I could totally see a 35-3 game. I could see a 28-10 game.
Mm-hmm.
I could see a,
38-0 game.
31-7 and I get a push.
I'm going to go to Monday night at MetLife Stadium.
I hate football.
Yeah. the Jets are a effing disaster. And meanwhile, I realize the Bills have not been spectacular as of late, but -2.5. Yes, I'll take the Bills -2.5, please.
Yeah, it feels like a bounce back to them.
Yeah.
I like where your head's at. All right, so that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Our picks for this week, Stone Cold Lead Pipe Blocks, which you can catch every week Thursday at 2 o'clock. Coming up next, we'll revisit a story that Dusty teased a little bit earlier. Kind of the birth, the phoenix rising from the proverbial ashes that is Jeremiah Smith in the Ohio State Buckeyes. Danny and Dusty, Tenny the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
But I ain't going out. We all know the legend of Michael Jordan cut from his high school basketball team, and that's what started the myth that actually turned out not to be true.
Yeah.
But following in those footsteps.
A freshman was forced to play JV.
And not on varsity.
Yeah, makes a cool story, though.
But it does make a cool story. The same thing has happened to a young Jeremiah Smith, the Ohio State wide receiver, who, when he was a kid, got clipped, got cut off of a kindergarten team?
No, he was seven, so that would put him in second grade. Bruce Feldman has a really good profile up on kind of what made Jeremiah Smith into truly the monster that he is right now. And some people are just kind of wired differently. In this article, you can see Jeremiah Smith has always been wired a little bit differently. That second grade football team he was cut from and didn't make, at 7 years old, his dad went to him and was like, well, you want to get better or not? And he went to the coach and he talked to the coach. Coach was like a friend of his, and he said, hey, I can, I didn't know it was your kid. Tell him to come back. We'll do it. We'll put him on the team. And his dad was like, no, this will be good for him. So he, at that point, he was like, if you want to get better, how are you going to do it? And at 7 years old.
Also, how are we cutting seven-year-olds?
Dude, little kids football is,
this is weird.
Something. Like, it's, if your child plays football young, that's more power to you. That's your thing. I grew up around the game of football. I coach high school football. Mm-hmm. I love the game of football. My kid's not playing tackle football till he's in sixth grade.
Yeah.
At least. I mean, that's where I am at.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, my kid's not a lineman. Like, he's not going to be afraid of contact. Like, whatever. 7-year-old football, you learn more bad habits than good habits.
Sure.
That is, as a coach, as somebody who grew up around it, at 7, 8 years old, you learn more bad habits than good. Full stop. That is where I stand on it. But he was cut from a 7-year old football. I mean, I have a former teammate that moved to Florida because of youth football. When his kids are that young, I don't judge him. I don't think anything different of him. Just not how I'm going to do it. But in South Florida, especially. That little kid football, like, they're running books on those games. Mm-hmm. They got point spreads. It is a real deal. So he was cut from 7-year old football, and it's something that still resonates with him. And he said that, you know, from,
well, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, I know, 11 years ago. He like remembers that, and that kind of started to fuel him. And this goes to the, some people are just different.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeremiah Smith is one of those guys. He's just different. He's wired differently. Genetically, he is completely different. And, like, I think this is one of the interesting parts of the article is that they mention he is the cousin of Geno Smith.
Mm-hmm.
He has an older brother that played college football.
Mm-hmm.
He has an uncle that was a ACC champion. Mm-hmm. In the hurdles, and has a Bahamas Olympic sprinter in his family.
There's some genetics at play.
He was touched by the hand of God, like his entire family was.
Yes,
like his body, his traits, his attributes are just different. Mm-hmm. But the wiring between the ears is what really sticks out to me in this, because he's using that seven-year-old. Football slight to kind of still fuel him. And that's like goes back to the Tim Grover, Michael Jordan's legendary trainer, right? Where he calls them cleaners. Those guys that their work ethic, their ability to turn a slight into a motivating factor and use that as fuel, there's very few of them in the world. And you're kind of the way that Bruce Feldman kind of outlines this, this young man is just that. And he's a grinder. He is a worker. And I'll be damned, he is so fun to watch. He is really, really fun to watch.
It's one of those things where you pray to God that you've got Jabbar Muhammad on his side of the field all game long.
You know, that's going to be interesting. I don't know if Oregon does that.
You don't think he hasn't followed him?
No. I like at the beginning, like right in the aftermath of the Michigan State game, like I thought they may trail Jeremiah Smith. Mm-hmm. Then I watched the Iowa game, and I was like, why do you trail Jeremiah Smith when Emeka Ogbuka and then Carnell Tate will be back this week, and he's getting healthier and healthier and healthier? They've got three legit guys. Mm-hmm. Why do you trail one when there's three NFL dudes? And if you trail one, the other two can still get you.
Yeah.
And that's where I go to, you know, what does Oregon always say? What is Lanning always saying? What are the guys kind of bought into this mantra of it's Oregon versus Oregon? I don't think that they're going to do anything different out of the gate when they play Oregon versus Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
If you say we're going to take away the best freshman in college football right now, I wouldn't. That's something I'd be like, yeah, go ahead and do it, right? Yes, trail Jabbar Muhammad with Jeremiah Smith. But there's something about their mentality where I just think the more and more I've kind of sat back and thought about it, I don't know if they're going to do that.
If it happens, it's more of a second half adjustment as opposed to coming out with it.
Yeah, if one of those guys is going off,
getting loose, yeah.
Then, I think it could be one of those guys is going off.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily
not
the
all
freshman.
Of them getting going. Yeah.
You know, it could be Ogbuka. It could be Tate. You know, maybe they just say, take him away. Let's stop the bloodletting, right? Mm-hmm. If it gets to that point. But I think they come out and they say, no, we don't do anything different for anybody.
Just go
else.
Like versus like and call.
And we're gonna trust what we got, because it's going to be the same thing that Ohio State is faced with too. Are you going to take Tez Johnson away? Are you going to take Tez away and say, we're going to let Trayshawn Holden, Evan Stewart, Terrence Ferguson beat us? Because that's a legitimate question too. Mm-hmm. They've got four dudes. Three of them are exceptional. Three of them truly are exceptional. Mm-hmm. But Oregon has got weapons too. Are they as top end good as the three that Ohio State has? No. Because when you look at Smith, Ogbuka, and Tate, those three guys are supremely, supremely, supremely
talented. They're no doubt NFL guys.
When you have Tez, Holden, Stewart, mm-hmm. those guys are really good.
Yeah.
And you look at the biggest games that both Trayshawn Holden and Evan Stewart have had, it was the closest game of the season,
mm-hmm.
right? It was Dylan Gabriel saying they're taking Tez away. Evan Stewart goes for 100. Trayshawn Holden goes for 100. Mm-hmm. Those were their best games.
Yeah. So it's going to be really interesting. And you and Will Ortner, we'll dive into it more tomorrow,
because you're going up to Seattle for the Pokemon game.
I am for the Pokemon Showdown.
Oh, the Blazers are playing too.
Well, some of them at least.
Ooh.
We'll talk about that a little bit later. Coming up next, though, we will dive into Thursday Night Football. The San Francisco 49ers, if they lose this game, they'll be 0-3 in the division. Are they cooked? First, here's a Big Kahuna with sports and update.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Here in just a little bit, the San Francisco 49ers are going to take on the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle for Thursday Night Football. And they are up against it at 2-3 and 0-2 in the NFC West. If the San Francisco 49ers drop tonight's game to the Seattle Seahawks, they will fall to 0-3 in the division, and they might just be stuck chasing a wild card at week 6.
Spin zone, they're 2-0 in AFC East play. With wins over the Jets and the Patriots.
Woo, doggies. Shout out them for getting lucky on that draw.
Yeah, you look at this, and it's weird to say week 6 that you're starting to warm up that, all right, can this unstoppable force the last few years be able to pull a rabbit out of its hat and get this thing back on the rails? And I think the big point is what you just said right there, in that you can afford early in the year, when you are a supremely talented team, to have some growing pains, withstand some injuries, and grow. It is the NFL season broken up into quarters, but it is a marathon. And it is how you finish in that surge that you make. But when you start 0-3 in the division, that is one that's a big hill to climb, because that means you are halfway done with your divisional play.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to be perfect in the back end of that. You add on top of that your losses in this season, not just in division, but to an NFC opponent that is going to be vying for a division championship or a wild card spot right alongside you in the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, the 49ers are 0-3 in the conference.
That is where you go, all right, not all these losses are created equal.
No.
And so it does amplify this matchup with the Seahawks. Not only are you going on the road and you have to go up to Seattle, which will be a raucous environment, but what's looming down the road? You've got 10 days until you take on the Kansas City Chiefs. And that is a team, not only Super Bowl rematch where you want to get back at them, but that is a team that they have been working through their injuries. They have been working through their new additions to their roster. They have been trying to find a new number one on the outside, and they've done it in flying colors perfectly, 5-0 so far. You can't afford to have another setback, because you're staring down the barrel of a 2-3 start that could turn into a 2-5 start within the next 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a scary proposition, and that is, you're in the Bengals territory where you are reeling at that point.
And you need everything. It's not like you look at a 49ers roster and can't imagine it kind of coming together if they get mildly healthy. But if you're in that position this early, you look at it, if you get through week 7, you've got 10 weeks left of games, not including a bye. You've got 10 weeks left, and you've got to go, what, 8-2 down the stretch?
Yeah, but you can do it. You can do it.
I mean, you can, but is that the road that you want to chase?
No.
Which means you can't hold guys out because you're trying to get ready for the playoffs, which the 49ers, you know they want to do.
But if you're San Francisco, you look at it and you go, you're blowing double-digit leads, which in the NFL is
insane.
Just nuts.
You get up double digits, you're supposed to walk out with a win immediately.
And you're not closing the door, and their defense has been the problem.
Yeah.
It has not been their offense, even with Christian McCaffrey out. Your defense has got to be able to hold on to and sustain having a double-digit lead, and they just haven't been able to do that. This is going to be a big test tonight. And for Seattle, I mean, it's a huge one for them, too, because you start the season 3-0, you feel really good about where you are and your footing. You're still leading the division right now, and you've lost two games, back-to-back games early in the year. You lose 3 in a row, all of a sudden, the NFC West is the upside down, and we're not quite sure how everything's going to sort out. So I'm excited for tonight because of the unknowns that we have,
mm-hmm.
because of both of these teams. One, they just don't like each other and haven't for, 15 years now, like really disliked each other for about 15 years. But it's also the magnitude of early season, and it's on a Thursday night. You're coming on a short week. It's got all the makings of an all-timer up in Seattle tonight, and Jason Swigard will be there. So that's another great reason to be excited about this game, is that we have Swag in attendance. I hope he takes his shirt off. It has a hawk painted on his chest, maybe.
Make sure you enunciate that again.
A hawk.
There you go.
Hawk, Seahawk, painted on his chest. I don't want to get in trouble.
No.
Yeah.
No, we want to make sure Swag has the right thing painted on his chest.
Indeed.
We think.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
Hold on, everybody.
With Swag in attendance, you know it's going to get weird.
Oh, you hope so.
Just going to get weird.
You hope so.
It's over.
He's our good luck charm. He's our good...
We think. All right, coming up next, we'll put a nice little bow on today's show before we hand it off.
If that game ends like that.
Oh, God. It's going to
If this game ends on a review, if this game gets just completely sideways,
it's like the fail Mary.
All of these drops are going to be coming back because he was in the building.
Here's the situation.
Is he a lucky rabbit's foot at that point, or the unlucky rabbit's foot?
So lucky.
The luckiest.
The luckiest.
And his magic Seahawk drawn on his chest.
Yes. Enunciate. Pronunciate. Yeah.
Indeed.
Indeed. All right. We'll get ready to hand you off here to some football coverage when we get back on here in Danny Dusty, 1080 The Fan. As I mentioned in the final report there around the Trailblazers, if you're heading up to the game tomorrow night, don't expect to see everyone active. Don't be surprised when tomorrow, wink, wink, nod, nod, you see maybe one or two more guys that haven't been listed yet probably be out. Also, do not panic. Just minor dings.
Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with Portland Trailblazer fan base.
I know. And just talking to guys, I was like, you guys realize if another player sits down, people are going to freak out.
Well, I'll go back to the report where I said they don't have to tank the preseason. Like they can try to win these
games.
They're
not tanking. They're just making sure they're healthy going in the regular season.
Okay.
That's the thing.
All right.
To properly tank.
Why is it taking so long for them? And why are their preseason games so spread out?
That I don't know why. Because the Trailblazers, if you're wondering, man, it feels like everybody else has played. Everybody else has played.
Well, didn't they start like last weekend?
Yes, the very first game was the second, I believe, in Abu Dhabi with the Nuggets and Celtics.
They started their training camps a week earlier.
Yes, because they were heading overseas.
But everybody else like practiced for like 4 days, and they're like, all right, toss it up, let's go.
Yeah, so I don't know why that is, but the Trailblazers will be the Kings.
God, they're going to be so good.
Right? The Kings played their first game last night, 2 nights ago. I think they might have had a back-to-back. DeMar DeRozan made his debut last night. He went 6-6.
Hey.
He looked really good.
All right.
He looked really good.
I like DeMar DeRozan. Yeah.
No, that's going to be a fun little team. They aren't going to win an NBA title, but it's going to be a fun little team.
I'm going to miss you.
You guys
tomorrow.
Have some fun tomorrow.
We will. Our prediction, Oregon, Ohio State?
I think it's a one-score game. I think it's going to be Ohio State.
All right.
I think it's going to be Ohio State. I'm going 34-30.
Okay.
I think that's the final.
Okay.
I think there's going to be some offense, though. As good as those defenses are, I think you're going to get some offense.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we got a little breaking news here. We'll talk, basically, we'll get all our picks in tomorrow, too. We got a little breaking news. Cam Rising will start against Arizona State
tomorrow.
He's
not back from the dead!
I'm still not going to believe until I see it.
Until he's actually throwing the football.
All right, that'll do it for us today. Have a great Thursday, everybody. We'll see you Friday from noon to 3. Up next, you got Seahawks football. There's NFL football next on The Fan.
Bye.
Sweet fancy Moses.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.